Okay, we're learning the sugya of Leisus Gaididu. And the Seder of the Gemara is, as I said yesterday, a Seder of exceptions to Leisus Gaididu. That's what we're learning. Exceptions. Resh Lakish is from here, Yechanan is from here. Gemara, the Seder HaGemara is to see where Leisus Gaididu does not apply. That's what we're learning. We learned yesterday two exceptions to Leisus Gaididu. And let's go over them quickly. The first comes from Resh Lakish's Kasha. Resh Lakish asked for Megillah. And the Gemara didn't answer. Pashtus of the Gemara didn't answer. Gemara asked, there should be Leisus Gaididu by Megillah. Rabbi Yechanan says, ask from elsewhere. So the Rosh learned. And the way the Piskei HaRosh that we learned yesterday stretches that, we came out with the following exception to Leisus Gaididu. The exception is that if people come from two different cities, in one city they were Paskin A, in another city they're Paskin B, and people come together to a new place, in that new place there's no Isser Leisus Gaididu, because everyone coming to this place agrees that everyone should keep Minig Mekayimai. And since everyone in the new place agrees you should keep Minig Mekayimai, there's no problem. I keep Minig Mekayimi, and you keep the Minig of your Makim. So, whichever way you do it is fine. So that was the Chiddush of the Piskei HaRosh. And as I mentioned yesterday, just to pick out a Piskei HaRosh to quote, I wouldn't do, except that the Magen Avraham brings it. But the Magen Avraham writes, Biramazim Kosav, the word Biramazim is the Piskei HaRosh. And he says, this is an exception to Leisus Gaididu. So this exception to Leisus Gaididu is, if people come to a third place, in that third place, each person can keep his minig, according to the Piskei HaRosh. That's not what it said. It didn't say any such chilek. It didn't. As a matter of fact, Piskei Rosh sounds like you could always do it. If we understood the Piskei Rosh correctly yesterday, that we explained it comes from the Rosh with this Hesber. We said yesterday, Tosis and Pesachim Yudalit argues. Now, if what you're saying is true, maybe there's no machlokes, but we do. I think some Seifa said that Taisus and Pesachim argues with this heter, but that, like the Piskei HaRosh, there's such a heter, Magen Avraham brings it, so it's mashma that Magen Avraham is paskening that way. From the Seder of the Magen Avraham, it's a little hard to see why he sticks it in, but Lamaisa, he brings it, it sounds like he's paskening that way. So that's heter number one. The Piskei HaRosh doesn't say. So it depends how you understand the Svara. The way I explained the Svara yesterday, if it's correct, then it applies to anything that's already nikva as shtei mekaymos. It'll be anything. The way I understood it yesterday, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. From the Piskei HaRosh, you see one way or the other. From the Piskei HaRosh.
No, it was also in the Rosh's case, where the Rosh's case was that everyone's masking the other one.
Right. But he's definitely saying more than the Rosh. Right? The Magen Avraham is not quoting the Rosh. He's quoting the Piskei HaRosh. Piskei HaRosh is saying something that the Rosh didn't say. The Rosh wasn't even talking to come to a third place. Right? The Rosh was talking, one person comes to the other person's place. Right, this is Heter Aleph. Now, many people have asked, including yesterday during Shir and this morning, that if the Svar is true, that I keep my minig avaisa, you keep minig avaisecha, then even if I go to your city, it should be that way. And we know that's not true. The Rosh is only saying, Piskei HaRosh is only saying, you come to a third place. So we're going to have to come back to answer that question. But the fact is that the Piskei HaRosh's heter is only when you come to a third place. Now, question. According to this, should there be any problem with Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz? In any place in America or in any place where people have come together, according to this, it should come out. There's no ish, there's no Indian. What's the problem? Nusach Sfarad started in Spain, Nusach Asra started in Germany, and the countries near them. But any other place in the world, there's Israel or America, where people came from all over the place together, like the Piskei Rosh, there should be no problem. There should be no issue. You could have a bunch of different Nusachs in the same shul, and it shouldn't be an issue. And L'chaira, Taka shouldn't be. We'll have to see. L'chaira. Even the shul. That's L'chaira what should come out. We know that the Welt is not known this way. We'll get to why. But L'chaira should come out from that there's no issue. So we'll have to see. But the Piskei Rosh says, if you come to a third place, you can do whatever you like. The second Yisai we learned yesterday was the Din of Minig, which is the next step in the Gemara. We're not doing more than the Gemara. We're going in the order of the Gemara. Rish Lakish said, Minig, and Amin Lachana, Amin Haga, by Minig, there's no Lysis guided. Okay? By Minig, there's no Lysis guided. What is the Geder of by Minig, there's no Lysis guided? So for that, we had the Magen Avraham, who said, first of all, he said his three steps. He said, first of all, that a Minig is only something that remains a minig, like dipping an apple in honey on Rosh Hashanah. But a minig that becomes an isser, like Sfiras HaOmer, certain days you don't take haircuts, that has a din isser. That was what the Magen Avraham said in his first hanacha. And in the second hanacha, he said, we may not even paskin like this Gemara, that minig. Maybe it's not even Oyv L'maskana, he said. There may be minig b'chlal this loisus guy to do on minig. And the third, his third nekuda was that's all by a minig that has shaychus to isurim. That if we machmer a minig is a minig that has shaychus to isurim, like putting on tefillin chamayim. If you hold your ladder, put it on, then it's also to miss. If you hold your ladder to put it on, then it's also to put it on. But minig, his example was like minig Poilin to fast on Chav Sivan. That is no less his guy to do. That's nothing to do with Isurim. I don't hold it's asa to fast on Chav Sivan. I just don't fast. You fast because something happened in your country. You don't hold I have to fast. So what comes out from the Magen Avraham in a nutshell is that minhagim that are not connected to Isurim are not in Yanim of Lysis guided. Now, so that was the second kula from yesterday. Now, a question like the second kula. Nusach Sfarad, Nusach Ashkenaz, what should be the din? Like the second kula. You know, he's surim in difference between Sfarad and Ashkenaz. No, it's also to say hi to after Baruch Shamar. It's also to say hi to before Baruch Shamar. It's not Isurim. It's not a question of Isser. If you do say, you don't say it. Just different uschais, different kavanas that we're putting. So it should come out from the second heter of yesterday also that there's zero issue of nuschais svar Ashkenaz. Taka shouldn't. It shouldn't matter. So yesterday we discussed really these two areas of heter, the Piskei Rosh and the Gedarim for Minhagim, Magen Avraham, and like both, there should be no problem with the Sfarad and the Ashkenaz. We're not paskening yet. We're not paskening yet. But I know for sure that's that one. That's all. But that's where we're holding at this moment.
Now,
I don't think so, because he doesn't say that. He doesn't say the chilek. He seems to say people from Poland who come to Shar HaRatzis. I don't have his Nusach in front of me, but that. See, with Poland, there's really no third place. What third place is Poland? Is so you say maybe he means Dafka? I don't think so. Aval, the Davish of Lakhmi Davar. I don't think he means to make that chilek, but I don't know. Okay, let's see. I'm going to come back to these two. We just have to go in the order of the Gemara to the third exception in the Gemara, and then hopefully we'll have a beer and everything. Of course, Abaye and Rava, which you should all have learned by now in Yedalan Ma'alef, is the main exception, which we'll have to discuss. But we're going in the order of the Gemara. The next line of Gemara has a third exception. Let's see. Three lines on the bottom. Right, the Gemara said, Atam Rili Min Haga. So that was Rish Lakish speaking. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, V'hasam Lavi Surah Avya. Isn't there a case of Issa there as well? But Tanan. Vatanan Belaila. Halaila. Beishamei Oisrim. Ubeisol Matirin. That's Isserin Heter. The night of Bidikas Chametz, are you allowed to do Malacha? Beishamei says Aser. Beisol says Mutter. So what's the Kasha? So Grashi. Ikadavdi Kabeisol. Vikadavdi Kabeishamei. So Sagudais Sagudais. The Kasha is that by night of Bidikas Chametz, some say it's Aser, some say it's Mutter. And for the Gemara, Amalei. So who's he answering? Rish Lakish. Hasam haraya aimer malacha hu delaslay. Hasam haraya aimer malacha hu delaslay. Another exception to Lysis Gaididu. Now let's think about what's the Gemara saying. Exception number three to Lysis Gaididu. Haraya aimer. What is haraya aimer? We're in the same city, and it's the night of Bedikas Chametz. And we both did Bedikas Chametz. The issue wasn't the Bedika. We did the Bedika. But after we did the Bedika, I go and I open my store. And you hold that opening a store is also. Yo be shame I may sell out, Lysis Guy to do. Zakt the Gemara, that's not Lysis Guy to do. Haraya Aimer. It doesn't look like Shtei Tyrus. I have my store open. You have your store closed. It doesn't look like you hold it's Osir to open a business or do malacha on this day. People say malacha is mutter. And he doesn't have work to do tonight. He doesn't want to open his store. That's the heter of Haraya Aimer. And that's this heter. We have to see now if the heter is Ladina. But 1 minute. I had a kasha on the Gemara. Maybe somebody saw an order of a farshim. What do we say? It's Lebedikas Chametz. Beishamei says, Asa Tumalach. Israel says, Mutter. It's not Lysis Guy to do. Because Haraya Aimer, that the guys who are not doing malacha, it's just because they have nothing, no malacha to do. I don't understand. You have here me, I'm a Beis Hillel person, you're a Beis Shammai person. So we're saying, when I look at you, I don't see Lysis Guy to do. I think you're lazy, you have no work to do. That's true. But when you look at me, why isn't that Lysis Guy to do? You hold Malach is Aser. I hold Malach is Mutter. You look at me, you see Lysis Shtei Tyrus. Attack when I look at you, I don't see Shtei Tyrus. Because I think you just don't have Malach. When you look at me, why don't you see Shtei Tyrus?
So,
what?
Near
to whom? To a third person. What's the svara to that? That's the lashon of Yishayim. I just don't understand it.
It's not like it's Hillel.
And therefore, why?
Obviously, the sack of the town is Hillel, so what's the mark like Yishayim?
So this is what I would have answered like that. I would have said, because the halacha is like this Hillel. I Bishamai. So Bishamai are the ones who don't do malacha. So the Beis Hillel nicks look at Bishamai, don't see Shtei Tyrus. The Beis Shammai next look at Beis Hillel. Well, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, instead of doing like Beis Hillel. So I'm just being machmir. So this is the way I would have answered the Gemara. But the Magen Avram is my Tiyufta, because the Magen Avram in the third of the middle sized lines, he says in Cain, Gabe. He says, my haircuts is no problem. I do take haircuts on, let's say, from like after like Viber. I do take haircuts, you don't take haircuts. So, what's Lysis Guy to do, Zakta Magen Avram? I take haircuts, I look at you, you don't. You're lazy, you know, I mean, I'm the one who take a haircut. So, it's not Lysis Guy to do. But here I have the kasha. When you look at me, the kasha is still a kasha. Here, it's not Bishamisol. It's two equal minhagim. So here, I don't understand. When I look at you, I see you. That's talking about a problem. I take care, because you don't. I don't see Shtei Torahs. But the problem should be the other way. When you look at me, you see me, I am taking a haircut. That is Shtei Torahs. You are not allowed to take a haircut. I am taking a haircut. Why isn't that Shtei Torahs? So here, I'm stumped. I don't have a good answer. I can move on to talk about the Pesach, but I don't have an answer. What's Pshat that it's not Shtei Torahs? It sounds like we only care for someone from the outside looks in if he sees Shtei Torahs. But who's the outside? Every year, either keeps the sphere or that sphere. Every single year. So who's the outside person? Right. So that's my question. I truly, the Gemara says it, but I don't understand it. You see, you're right, by Malach it's Chumra and Kula, but by Sphira it's not Chumra and Kula. So the whole Gezeira is for a person who doesn't know? That's the whole Oisus Gaididu? See, is it Mistaber? The whole Oisus Gaididu is for an outside person who looks in and sees Shtei Torahs? I don't know, somehow for me it's not a satisfying thing that the whole Isis Gaidu, which is Isis Deraisa, is for outside people that don't know anything that look in and see it. I agree. If it's a Tekana Drabanan, I'd be okay with it, but to say that Deraisa, I'd be right. What? There may be some who holds, but all the, there's zero Paiskim holds the Drabanan. The sheet of the Prichadish is less good as the Drabanan. It doesn't show with the Gemara. The Gemara says that less good than we buy and need it for something else. So.
I didn't know that everything is always two different sheets, but it shouldn't look like that there's always two different things. They ever know the different opinions regarding everything. There's a thing like this, a thing like that. Everyone knows that that's the fact. But
just shouldn't be blatant.
It shouldn't look like in the open that it is.
Shouldn't be open.
Like
okay, and I have a better chat. So what this guy does is it shouldn't look openly like two tyrants. The fact that in my heart I know they are Shtei Torahs, I learned Gemara, I always see there are two opinions. But that's what it sounds like. It shouldn't look openly somehow like Shtei Torahs.
It's only two Agudas according to one side, and it's not really two Agudas. Just for him, it looks like two Agudas. That's why we have to look from an outside perspective. According to both of them, two Agudas, then it'd be more like Shtei Torahs.
For the people who know, it's Shtei Agudas to everybody.
If only one person has a problem, one side, and it's not really two Agudas, he has a problem with the other person.
Right, so why isn't that enough of an issue?
Because that's not Beis Tyrus.
But to him, they're Beis Tyrus. According to half the people, Shtei Torahs is something that's absolutely Nerek Shtei Torahs, and that's something that's Ktsas Nerek Shtei Torahs. To some people, Nerek Shtei Torahs. That's what it seems. I'm not so zufrieden, because if the idea is not to make Shtei Torahs, not to make it look like Shtei Torahs, right? That's what it seems. It seems it's only if it's nearer, if it's an absolutely Shtei Torahs. I don't know. It's really not Rishayim, it's really the Gemara says it actually in Pesachim. You'll have same Shaila in the morning, that in one direction it's a problem. You're right. And the same shadow in the morning, then in one direction it's about. So it's got to be something along the line of what everyone's saying, that it's different, or somehow it's different. So let me ask you a question. Maybe it has to do not the way I was thinking walking into Shir, the way you're talking, but let me ask you a question. According to this Raya Aymer business, we have now Kula number 3, Raya Aymer. Now I want to tell you, who's the one that says Raya Aymer? It's Rish Lakish. I'm not so sure if Yechon agrees with this Raya Aymer. We'll have to talk about that. But let's assume for the minute everyone agrees. And Magen Avraham agrees. So Magen Avraham says, Lahalacha, it is a heter of Raya Eimer. So I'm going to ask you a question. Is this a makar that Bitsina, I could do whatever I like, as long as no one sees me? Maybe Bitsina, there should be a makar that if I'm doing a Bitsina, it should be okay. In other words, that's an example of Bitsina. Let's say Gishtol Shemayn Esrei. I daven one nusach, you daven one nusach. Gishtol Shemayn Esrei, no, Haraya Aimer, I'm davening your nusach. Let's say I move to a city that has only one nusach. There are such cities still in the world today. No? You go to Monroe. Maybe I'm doing the wrong things. I go to Monroe sometimes. And I plan to travel into the city. So, especially in the summer when the sunset is late, I daven Maariv with their mincha. They're davening mincha 45 minutes after Shkia. So I daven Shemayn Esrei with them, but I'm davening Maariv. I don't give a clap and say Baruch Hu, I'm saying mincha. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tzadik that two different tefillahs counts as tefillah b'tzibur. Let's say Musaf and Shachris or something. It counts as tefillah b'tzibur. So I daven Maariv with their mincha. I say Brachas Kriyas Shema Shtelahet. I can say it in the car. And I go in and I daven a different Shemayn Esrei. I Lysis Gaididu. So L'chaira, I have this heter of a Raya Eimer. If somebody looks at me, I don't know who's going to think I'm davening mincha 45 minutes after Shkia. I guess if somebody doesn't know me, and he'll think I'm davening mincha 45 minutes after Shkia. No? You ask him, it's a good idea. The question, is there such a thing of as Haraya Aimer that we can now stretch to all inyan and bitzina? That all things that are bitzina, there could be such a heter of Haraya Aimer? That's the issue. Now, this issue, we come. Alright, so I want to come to sort of the aside that we're going to buy ice, but we wanted you to misunder in your minds. We have now three heterim: the heter of the Piskei Harash, the heter of the Magen Avraham, of Minik, whatever, wherever you want to call it, the Magen Avraham, or the others who hold of it. And the third, the heter of Haraya Eimer, we have here in the Gemara, and that's what we're talking about, what the Gedarim are. There's certainly some sort of a heter. How do I know? Because the Magen Avraham brings it Lahalacha. So I know that even though it's Rish Lakish speaking, that there's some sort of it in this way. Okay. We have three heterim. The fourth is Abaye and Rava. We'll get to Abaye and Rava tomorrow. No. Let's say Shtol Shemayn Esrei. Okay, we'll talk about other things. Everyone sees the Siddur. Everyone sees the Siddur. What? Say Ashkenaz Siddur. Different Siddur. I don't know. If they have different Siddur, maybe it should be different. I mean, they know me. They know I'm davening Ashkenaz anyway. It's just I'm not doing it openly. Okay, I don't know. If the Siddur should matter, I don't know. But, let's see. There's Yisayid that I know three Makairas for. One is the Prima Gadim, Yisim Tav Tzadik Gimel, Sibkatan Vav. The second is in the Igros Maisha, Archaim Dalid, Shuva Lamed, Lamed Dalid. And this written out very clearly in the Igros Maisha. And then the Tziv has a Tshuva on this Sugya. In the last piece of Tshuva, Chelek Aleph of the Meshuv Dover, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva, Yud Zayin, the last paragraph, all three say the following Hagdara, which we're gonna try to, after that, go through all the Heter. The Mishnah Psachim says that some people do the Malacha, Pesach by morning, and some people don't. It's Minig. The Gemara says, Al Yishana Mipnei HaMachlaikis. You shouldn't be Mishana because of Machlaikis. Now, Pashup Shat that's somehow related to Lysis Gaididu. That's something to do with Lysis Gaididu. I mean, you're talking about Tumanagin. So that Masber has nothing to do with Lysis Gaididu. Because our Gemara says that's Minhaga, by Minhaga there's no Lysis Gaididu. They say that there are two dinim. There's a din of Lysis Gaididu, which has the Gedarim that we're talking about, and has exceptions. Meaning is an exception. The exceptions that we discussed, those are exceptions to Lysis Gaididu. There's a second thing. Even where there's no Lysis Gaididu, because of one of these three Heterim or any other Heter, even where there's no Lysis Gaididu, there's another din of Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas. There's a din that you're not allowed to do things openly different because you're going to make Machlaikas. You're going to make disputes. So Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas applies where Lysis Gaididu does not apply. The Prima Gadol says it's a Derabanan. One's a Derabanan, one's a Rav. Lysis Gaididu is din Tyre. You're not allowed to make Nerakashtei Tyres, which is the reason that most Rishayim bring for Lysis Gaididu. There's a separate geder of Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas. In Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas, the Gemara Pesachim says, Haraya Omer. That if it's not visible to others, it's not going to make a machlaikis. And then everything is fine. The heter of Haraya Omer, which our Gemara seems to say Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas, the Gemara Pesachim says on Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas, there's a heter of Haraya Omer. Now, don't start asking me my kasha that he won't fight with him. Or what about the other way? He'll fight with him. It's good kasha. It's the kasha I asked before. But the Gemara Lamaisa says that there's such a heter of Haraya Omer. In this second Isser, there's a heter of Tzibba. There's a heter in things that are not nicker outside. If the Inyan is an Inyan of Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas, there's a heter of Tzibba. The marker for this heter is Taisvis, Psachim, Daftun Bezam, and Alf, the top Taisvis. Also the Rosh, I think it's Perak Dalet of Psachim, same Sugya, I think it's a Mandala. They say that if you take off Lysis Gaididu, and they're not even talking about Lysis Gaididu, they're talking about a case that's Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas, then there's a heter of tzema. There's a heter if something is done in a way that the other people will notice and not going to make a machlaikas, not going to make a dispute, not going to make a fight. What's Tysus's case? Now this is going to open up a whole thing, but we're going to say that we're not talking halacha lemaisa, we're talking about Tysus. Tysus is talking about Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. You have a person who knows Kviya D'Yarcha. He knows when the Bezin Yerushalayim made Rosh Chodesh. And he travels to a city where they don't know Kviya D'Yarcha. So he knows that there's only one day Yom Tov. The people in the city, they don't know. And even if he's going to tell them, the Gemara says, a place where they generally don't know Kviya D'Yarcha, they have to always keep 2 days Yom Tov. So, what? The Gemara says, Rav Yechai made a takana, that places that some Yom Tovim know and some Yom Tovim don't know have to always keep 2 days Yom Tov. It says the place where the Shluchei Nisan reach, not the Shluchei Tishrei could travel less. Rav Yechai made a takana, if you don't always know, you have to keep 2 days. Which is meaning the places that Chatzlores will keep 2 days. Now, so someone came who knows which day is Rosh Chodesh to a place where they don't know. So Tosfos says he should be allowed to do malacha. He should be allowed to do malacha. He knows. So Tosfos says, if I understand Tosfos correctly, it's a two-line Tosfos, a 2.5 line. I think Tosfos is saying that malacha is always a farhesia. What's malacha? Malacha is opening a store or shutting an animal. That's a bad example. You know, I shut an animal on Yom Tov. Planting a field. Whatever it is, it's always farhesia. From that Tosfos, it seems to say that if it were a tzinna thing, it's mutter. And the Rosh says it about certain foods, certain types of chaylev that certain communities didn't eat and other communities didn't eat, that since it's always tzinna, you eat it with tzinna. I mean, the animal has it anyway, and you cut it off the animal anyway. The question is, do you eat it? You can eat it with tzinna. In a case of Al Yishan V'Mei HaMachlaikas, there's a heter of tzinna. Now, all the tshuvas that talk about Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz do not mention Loisus Gaididu. As a matter of fact, both Rav Moshe and the Netziv's tshuvas talk about Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz has to be a marshal to us. Because I asked you yesterday, Heta number one, Sfar Ashkenaz should be mutter. Heta number two, Sfar Ashkenaz should be mutter. Teretz says, yes, we were right. We were right yesterday. Al Slice is going to do, there's no issue in the Sfar Nusach Ashkenaz, either because of the Heta of the Piskei Rosh, or because of the Heta of Minig. If you hold that Minig is mutter, these types of Minhagim that are not tied to Yisurim, that they're mutter. Or because it's Bitzina. It's Taka Mutta. That's Taka. Why it's not a problem, Bitzina. Now, you can't get up at a Sfar Shul and say a Kaddish Nusach Ashkenaz, Bibnei HaMachlaikis. But as far as Loisus Gaididu is concerned, there's no issue. And Devarusha Bitzina are Mutta. So it turns out that what we're going to have to figure out, I told you, when we finished the Sugya, which hopefully tomorrow we'll finish Avayan Rava, we have to go back and talk in the Halacha L'Maisa Dika cases. We're going to have to figure out in the Halacha L'Maisa Dika cases where is it Leisus Gaididu? Where is it Ayushadim Bnei HaMachlaikis? And if it's Ayushadim Bnei HaMachlaikis, Tzina is Mutter. Is Leisus Gaididu Mutter B'Tzina? I don't have a marker yet. I don't know yet. Any marker for it? The Leisus Gaididu should be Mutter B'Tzina. We'll have to see.
I have a comment as well. The Magen Avraham says this clearly in the Lashon of Magen Avraham, right? There's nothing between Leisus Gaididu and between Machlokes.
He doesn't say it clearly. He might say it. Okay. It's a chumrah in places. I'm not playing. You're right. It's a chumrah in things that are ferhesia. That you can't be Mishana. Things that are like saying Kaddish. Someone says Kaddish, not like it's going to do. You say Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz. But it's a chumrah that Ne'am Achlaikis is still Al Yishan Ne'am Achlaikis.
What does it mean,
Machlaikis? Machlaikis means if you do two different things, it'll cause a dispute. People say you're doing wrong. That's what Machlaikis means. Machlaikis. Okay, so we have, I think, a pretty clear Sidur Hadvarim on at least most of what we have to cover, except for Abayin Rav. Now, let's see this next piece of Gemara. I told you yesterday, this next piece of Gemara is a Gemara that's worth spending time on, but it's a distraction from Leisus Gaididu. So we're going to learn the Pash Pshat in the Gemara, and Yitzhak Shem, we'll come back to it after we finish with Leisus Gaididu. So let's learn up half an Amud of Gemara, starting from the bottom line of your Gimel Amud Beis. So Rabbi Yechonah tells Rish Lakish, what about asking from here? We have a case where Beis Shammai was matir and Beis Hillel asered, and presumably each person did according to his minig. I have places going to do. And for the Gemara, Rish Lakish is answering. Mi savris asu Beis Shammai kedivrayim, lo yasu Beis Shammai kedivrayim. Rabbi Yechonah namar asu va'asu. So we have here a machlaikis if Beis Shammai did like their own shita. Now you right away understand that this is a question from the lumdis of Psak Halacha, of Achi Rabim Lahatais. This is a shaila in Achi Rabim Lahatais. You have a machlaikis. Let's say today there would be some new shaila, and most of the gedolim would hold one way, and you would have a gadol who holds differently. Does that gadol go according to the rabbi? Does he go according to his own? So that inyan, which is an important topic, we're going to leave for now. Let's see. Uplukted Rabbi Shmuel. Beich Rish Lakish argued the same achlekes Rabbi Shmuel argued. The Rav Amalei also Beishamik and the Vrayim Shmuel Amar also Vas Amos. So Gemara is not too pshat. Well, what is it talking about? Ilay Makaydim Baskel. There's a Baskel came out said to do like Beis Hillel. My Tavid Amadi Amalei also. Elolacha Baskel, my Tamid Amandi Asu, Baskel said, you got to do it. So Gemara is two pshat. Ibai yisem a kaidim baskail, ibai yisem a lacha baskail. Ibai yisem a kaidim baskail, ukuven besel ruba. And we're talking in a case where besel was right. Man yama lo yasu the besel ruba. Man yama asu, ki yas mihim besel ruba hechadichi adadidim. It's a funny thing. The Gemara accepts as a vadai that Beishamai were mechadidi tfei. What does mechadidi mean? Sharper. What does it help to be sharper? You have to be smarter, no? So what does that mean? They were smarter. So what does that mean? Beishamai was smarter than Beisilo. Beisilo was smart too. Beishamai was smarter. So Beishamai held that Achrei Rabim Lahatois doesn't mean the number of people. It means, how do you say it? The number of, the amount of intelligence. The more, that's what it means, the more Chochmas HaTorah that paskins one way outweighs the amount of Chochmas HaTorah that paskins the other way. So that, is that what it means?
Well, they agree that they agree that it's only for the suffering. The Shabbat was not suffering.
You're learning different than me. Yuli Beishami said there's no suffix, so you don't go basarayif. But everybody who holds one way holds there's no suffix. No? Huh? Somebody who holds one way holds there's no suffix. The way I understood, maybe I'm wrong, Beishami says that Achirab Lahatais doesn't mean roif people. Who are you going to count? Every golem in the street, you're going to count. It means, according to Chochmas HaTorah. So since we're mechadid itfei, our chochma satayra is more. You masking?
It is after Ramadan. It's only in a machim where it's not more chochma. It's only in the chochma
more. Let me see a question. Let's say you have a bezin of 70 dayanim, and they vote 36 to 34 a certain way. So what do we do now? We have to see if the 34 is smarter than the 36, no? According to Beishamai L'chayra. You can't just go 36 to 34. Now, I don't know who has the thermometer to stick in and see how smart somebody is. Just, I mean, normally you can't do it. But it seems that Beishamai, it was open and shut that they were Mechadid Tvei. That's what it sounds like.
Well, good for the Baskel came out and said you go after Abraham.
You were talking about Kaidim Baskel, right? This Lashon is Kaidim Baskel. Kaidim Baskel. So Kaidim Paskoil, why did Basilo is easy. Basilo said, you go according to the number of people. You'll tell me, are you going to ask everybody in the street? You're right. It has to be Higia Lahira. Who's Higia? How do you judge if someone's Higia Lahira? You get Smicha. Is that Higia Lahira? I don't know. Somebody has to be Higia Lahira, and then you go Basarayv. No? Masha'en Kain, the Shammai holds, you go according to Mechadid Fei. Am I right? Why is Mechadid Fei? Rive what? Seems rive Chochma Satira somehow. Somebody's worth more than somebody else. And no? Ask him. What? That's what I'm asking. Why isn't it rive people? Beishamai reads the Chumash. Achiram Lahatis. How do they teach it? They say Basil is more than us. But what? But what? We have to figure this out. Like I said, we have to come back to this. We have to figure this out. Hey, Tesh Achrei Rabbi Lahatos. What?
You said that
Achrei
Rabbi Lahatos means
that no, it doesn't mean rive people doing it. Achrei Rabbi means rive of the members of the Sanhedrin. It doesn't mean rive people. It doesn't mean you go on the street and you see people.
Something fine that actually has
but if the Torah says it goes by Rav, Beishamai has to fit into the pasuk in the Torah.
Generally, if we don't know, then we don't know.
So you're saying like Ezra saying that Beishamai said there's no suffix. But every time someone paskins yells there's no suffix. You ever read a tshuva? You read two opposite tshuvas from two gedolim. Maybe Yehuda has no suffix in his way. No, some say has no suffix in his way. No. So what does that mean? Is there no suffix?
Let's explain that. That the Gemara when they read the story that the demon aren't relying on a baskel, so baskel can I get a rabbin, right? But a baskel goes with a rabbin, you're going to be sent on a.
We're talking before the baskel here, right?
But a baskel, it's sent on a rabbin,
yeah.
Then you could be sent on the baskel. I wonder if it's explaining how the rabbin means that it's possible the chacham means their rabbin, the chachma. So again, you're going to tell you, you should listen to the baskel for the same reason, because it's not a baskel with a rabbin.
Maybe it's a taina, I don't know. You're right. But so then explain the Shammai. I'm not forcing you to understand it my way. I'm just asking you how else you can understand the Gemara. Just give me a second choice. I'm willing to listen to a second choice. Why is it not a right? They sat in the Sanhedrin. What?
They're smart.
So these people don't count, Klapi them. So they're saying we only count people with this much chachma. You guys don't count. You're lower chachma, and we're right. But there might be the other people where he gil ayrah probably.
Yeah.
They just said we're mechaditve. So what does it mean akharav lahatis then? It means only equal people.
Someone
who's mechaditve. No, but Bishamay held everyone should pass him like them, not just themselves. So Bishamay is made that everyone has to go up his whole time. Bishamay, not only they did it themselves, Bishamay held that everyone should do like them. Just the Mechaditve, I think. Let's say that only they themselves. I don't think so. So Bishamay will be Maida, that people who ask should do like they sell, just they themselves.
They
it's right. People who didn't ask go bus arrive. So how are you attaching Acharav Mahatais? People that didn't ask the Miyat? That's the attaching in the entire. The Miyat is not Mechadidi. So why should the Miyat being Mechadidi change Acharav Mahatais? So that was not a Sufik. If you have a Sufik, you have to go bus arrive. So that's my problem, is that the Miyat always isn't a Sufik. Not always. Most of the time. You can't do that. You're telling me if they're Mechadidi, then if they have no Suffolk, then they're okay. That's what you're saying. If they're not Mechadidi, so they hold everybody else to make mistakes. But it's always that way. It's always that way. The one person holds the other one made a mistake. Do you ever talk to Rebelsky about the Kol Kapas? Those will be ushers making a mistake, no? All right, that's the Kashi Dr. Shaltira. A person holds strongly his sheep, he doesn't make a mistake. That doesn't mean. He personally? Yeah, we don't count Shuvas. We don't count Shuvas. So it's only in a Bez that you go after Rabin. Okay, well, I told you I want to leave it. We have to figure this out, and you have to find me Mara Makinus on this. Raiv is Svara. That's what I was thinking, that Raiv is not people, it's Svara. It's Kayacha Hira. Okay, so that's a possible Hezbollah. It just will come out every time Bezdin and Paskins to kill somebody, 36 to 34. So now you have to figure out who's smarter before you kill him. The 34 may be smarter than the 36. The Shami still have to be a lot smarter. The 36 and 34, I would think. It's very possible the 34 is smarter than the 36.
But right means can I get a yachid, or right means even if you have a bunch of people, a bunch of people, you still have a little
bit. To me, the Bisham Bisil, I guess. Bisil was a lot of people, Bisham was a lot of people. The same Bisham was Machadi too. I'm willing to leave it. Now, let's see. The Gemara is a second Lashon, which also needs Hezra. You buy a same Allah, a Baskel, and then a Loyasu, the Hanafka Baskel, and the Amelosu, Bishui Domer, Meshkichim Babaskel. Alright, so we're going to have to know why a Meshkichim Babaskel. Concept of Torah Labi Shemayim here, we'll get to it. Uman diyama osu karina be loisis gaididu loisasu agudes agudes. Aye, how could you say Beishamay did like their shita? It's also loisis gaididu. So now we're coming back to our first sugya. Our first sugya was loisis gaididu. We had, as I told you, three exceptions in the Seder HaGemara. Now we have the fourth. And this is a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye, ki amrino leisis gaididu kugain shtei batei dinim b'yarachas halolu mayur kidiver b'shamei halolu mayur kidiver b'shalom. Aval shtei batei dinim b'shtei yares leslamba. Two batei dinim in two cities don't count. Why don't two batei dinim in two cities count? How would you explain this? Two batei dinim in two cities. Wasn't it two cities or one city? two bati dinim. Hashem gives a bezna right to paskin. The Torah gives a, because it tells shayshim v'shayshim tim lecha b'chal sharecha. Every city has a right to paskin. So now, if it's in two cities, why is it better? If it's in two cities, why is it better? So the easiest way to learn, if it's mibnei hamachlokes, that would be the easiest way to learn. If the isalos is guy to do it, maybe would be because of machlokes. So two different cities, it's easy. In two different cities, there's not going to be any machlokes. The city does this way, the city does that way. They don't care that they do it this way. They don't care. That's what it usually is. Right? We don't care that in Monroe they have minhagim of Samer, and in Washington Heights they have minyanim of the Yaki community, and we in Brooklyn we have all submission. But it doesn't bother us. A different city does different because that's the way it is. So that would be the easiest way to learn Abaye, and we'll see that many Achrayim learn this way. You'll see in a minute. Rava. Amalei Rava, Beisham Beisil Shnei Batidim Beirachas Dami. Aye, Beisham Beisil Shnei Batidim in one city. What are you answering? Shami Hill lived in one city. I don't know how Abaye will answer this. We'll have to try to figure that out. El Amar Rava came in and says, "Guy did look in Bez the Beirachas. Plagmarik Deir Shem, Plagmarik Deir Beisil. Shnei Batidim Beirachas Less Lan Ba." Period. Wonderful. We have a heter. Rava has a great heter. Shnei Batidim Beirachas. You have two Batidim in Brooklyn. You have Satmar has its own Bezdin, and Babav has its own Bezdin, everybody has its own Bezdin. And each Bezdin, Kapaskin, is no lois to do on Shtei Bate Dinim Bierachas. That's what Rava says. A number of Achrenim suggest that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are, not Beis Shammai, sorry, Abaye and Rava arguing in the two reasons for lois to do. If you hold Loisus Gaidedu is Mnei HaMachloikis, so then you have to hold like Abaye. The two different cities is a heter. In one city, they're going to come Mnei HaMachloikis, in one city there's no heter. If you hold that the reason is Mnei Shanira Kishtei Tairais, Loisus Gaidedu is, that's what Rashi said, and the Rosh said, that Loisus Gaidedu is Aser, not because of Machloikis, because of Mnei Shanira Kishtei Tairais. So it's nation nearer kishtei tayres. So then there's no difference two bati dinim in one city, two bati dinim in two cities. If you hold as Rava holds that shtei bati dinim is a heter, that's not called nearer kishtei tayres because each community follows its own best. So then it's mutter. If you hold shtei bati dinim is mutter, it's even mirachas. If you have shtei bati dinim, shtei bati dinim has to mean two communities, not just Stam, two Batei Dinim that open for business on the street, but it would have to mean you have two Kehillahs in one city. These follow this, and these follow this. Shtei Batei Dinim, Bi'ir Achas, Les Lomba. There's no Isolosis guy to do. So here we have the biggest heter of all. Rava's heter is the biggest heter. The Rambam appears to Paskin like Abaye. The Lashon HaRambam is Shtei Batei Dinim B'Shtei Yareis is Mutter. The Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph is that two Batei Dinim in two cities are Mutter. Now it's very strange because we paskin like Rava except for Yalkagam, except for six places. And because the Mishnah is this on the Rambam, but the Lashon HaRambam is that we pass like Abaye. That's one. Number two, the Rambam says the reason for Loisus Gaididu is Mnei HaMachlokes, not like all the other Rishayim, not like Rashi or the Rosh or the Ritva, who say Mnei Shanira Kishtei Tairis. The Rambam says the reason is Mnei HaMachlokes, which fits very well. If we understand that's Abaye's Svara, and he's passing like Abaye, so he brings the reason of Mnei HaMachlokes. The third unusual thing about the Rambam, I mentioned yesterday, the Rambam paskins, his Lashon seems to be, that something that's a minig is also an Issa Loisus Gaididu. That something that's totally a minig is an Issa Loisus Gaididu, not like the Pashtas HaGemara. even minik. You're asking good. Hold on. The third unusual thing about the Rambam is he says that minig is aser, not like the pashas of the Gemara, which again would fit well. If it's b'nei machloikis, so who cares if the makar is a minig or if the makar is a din? Now some people fight more over, feel more passionately about minhagim than they feel about dinim. If it's not minig, the Rambam l'shitasai, all three things make sense. L'didan, everyone but the Rambam, who holds that the reason is because of Shtei Tairis. So then, it makes sense. Shtei Tairis is Shtei Tairis. Minhagim, people can have different minhagim. It's not Shtei Tairis, the Davin, the Sasrad, the Ashkenaz. So these are three unusual things that the Rambam passes in one halacha, all three. Like Abaya. Aye, the Kasha, that we are passing like Rava against Abaya, except the Yalkagam. So the Kesef Mishnah has two mahalchim. His first mahalach is that only when Abaye and Rava argue on their own daya do we say Yalkagam. When they're arguing pshat in a different amira, they're arguing pshat in the one who says Asu Beishanaka Devrayim, that's the sugya. So if you hold Asu, what's going on? They're arguing pshat in a different amira, they're arguing what did that amira hold? So then the rule of Yalkagam doesn't apply, you can pass like Abaye. So this is Shitas Rambam. The Achrayinim all try through different stretches to fit the Rambam into Rava. There's a Tshuva in the Netziv, in Chelak Al, Tshuva Yad Zayin. He tries to stretch it into Rava, even the Rishayinim, even the Kesef Mishnah of Sham. But the Pashtus of the Rambam is like Abaya, that there's no question. That he's paskening the reason of B'nei Machlokes. Maybe because there's a Stam Mishnah, Al Yishanim Nei Machlokes, and Sachim, maybe that's why. He also fits better with Abaye. Okay, what we need to do for tomorrow is understand the Geder of Shtei Batei Dinim. Like I said when we started, we're going to get the four exceptions, hopefully clear, and after that we're going to try to understand the Halacha. Now, in the Geder of Shtei Batei Dinim, I'm aware of two discussions. Besides the Rambam, you'll see everybody talks about the Rambam, it's important. But more important, is the Geder of Shtei Batei Dinim. I know that there's a Machlokes. I don't know a Maror Malkim yet, but I know there's a Machlokes between the Alshach and the Marashdan. Two early Achrayinim. If you need Mamish, two Batei Dinim, or if you just have two shuls in town, if that's also like Shtei Batei, does it mean two Batei Dinim that have a Kayach HaPsak? Or two Kehilas, two groups? Is that itself enough of a Heter? That's one Machlokes. There's a second machlokes in the Geder of Shtei Batei Dinim, which is in the Netziv, in Meshav Davar, Chelak Aleph, Tshuva Yud Zayin. I think it's Aizvav. He brings a Amil Tzedakah, who holds a certain way, and he argues. So those are the two Nekudas that we're going to try to work out tomorrow, and then hopefully get a sum up the Gedarim of Leisus Gaididu, and then hopefully get into the Halakha.